gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, January 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, if today is your birthday, you have the same birthday as Elvis Presley and our son-in-law, Mike Braden. So happy birthday, Mike. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate you being on topic. Do not send us any videos or long story links. Can't read those during the show. Please keep your text messages to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Saturday, this past Saturday, some folks who are precinct delegates and state committee members of the Michigan Republican Party convened down in Commerce Township in person, claiming that they had called a sanctioned meeting of the state committee of the Michigan Republican Party. They claimed that proper notice had been given to both the chair and the secretary of the party, that they had followed the bylaws and were entitled to convene a meeting of the state committee members. Between people that were there and people that had given them proxies, attended the meeting. And they claim that they were able to conduct a meeting. The vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Melinda Pago, was acting chairwoman of the meeting, called the meeting to order. Number one, claimed that they had a quorum. And number two, began the meeting according to the agenda. In the agenda was the calling for the removal of the chairwoman, Christina Caramo, Dan Hartman, the attorney, legal counsel, and two others. Well, there was only one problem. The bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party claims that three-quarters, 75% of the state committee members, 107 members, 81 of them, had to vote them out of office. So they claimed they had the authority to suspend the rules of the party and lower the number from 75% down to 60%. They claim that they did that. They accomplished that. They held a vote. And supposedly they claim that they voted Christina Karema out as chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Well, immediately thereafter, Christina Karema put out a press release, a statement, saying that she's still the chair of the party. Dan Hartman is still the attorney for the Michigan GOP. And that this was an unsanctioned, unauthorized, illegal attempt to remove her from office. This Saturday in Houghton Lake, she has called a sanctioned meeting of the Michigan Republican Party State Committee. Vicky and I will be attending the event. And we will continue to discuss this next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. One of the things that's pretty interesting is how divided Republicans are over this particular issue. Patrick Kobach put out a post yesterday after the meeting. He put it out yesterday morning, had time to reflect. For everyone wondering what's going on in the Michigan Republican Party, it's reminiscent of the Empire Strikes Back, when the chair, Christina Caramo, was elected as our first grassroots chair. The uniparty godfathers that had previously controlled who gets elected sought to undermine her administration in a variety of ways. For example, right out of the gate, they withheld access to key assets of the Michigan Republican Party, such as donor lists. Then they pushed the narrative that she couldn't raise any money. And all of this, of course, was covered in the mainstream media. All because they demand control of the policy direction of the state. Now, I'm going to stop right there and break that statement down. There are key donors that donate to the Michigan Republican Party every single year. They do it out of the kindness of their hearts. They do it because they support the party, the Michigan Republican Party, the entity. They don't care about who the chair is. They don't care who the vice chair is. They don't care who the attorney is. These people historically have donated every single year millions of dollars. Not individually, collectively. That's point number one. Point number two, the business of the Michigan Republican Party is always, as long as I've been involved in party politics, going all the way back to 2010, and I'm told it goes all the way back to the 1970s, the party's business is private. It is never, ever shared with the precinct delegates. It's not even shared with all of the members of the budget committee. While they may be assigned to the budget committee, only a handful. We're talking chair, the chairman of the budget committee, perhaps the vice chair, and the legal counsel. Four or five people, that's about it, really knows the true business, the numbers of the Michigan Republican Party. That's number one. But Patrick Kobach says specifically the donor list was withheld so that the chairwoman, Christina Caramo, couldn't reach out to those people and develop a relationship with those people, put out her vision for what we're going to do this election year. Right now, we are in it, January of 2024, so that they would donate to the party. Then they started pushing the narrative that she couldn't raise any money. And more importantly, all of this information was given to the media. The communist Detroit news reporter Craig Mauger, who hates the Republican Party, hates conservatives. Jonathan Olstein of Bridge, Michigan. Other quote-unquote news reporters. Actually, I would call them journalists at best. I would actually say that they are more the active media for the Democrat Party, especially here in the state of Michigan. That's the kind of media we have in this state. Why? Because they lost at the state convention. 2,100 voting members at a state convention elected the chair, Christina Caramo, who lost. Matt DiPerno lost. J.D. Glasser lost. Scott Greenlee lost. And a handful of others. Whoever these people were supported by and wanted them to be the chair of the party, well, they decided to basically take their ball and go home. They're not going to support the Michigan Republican Party heading into this election year. They're going to withhold donations, which they have done historically every single year for 30, 40, 50 years. Every single thing that she tried to accomplish, they fought her on. And they just didn't fight her internally at meetings. They leaked the information to the media. Well, my first question immediately is, who's leaking the financial business of the Michigan Republican Party to the media? That's the first question. The second question, do they really want their power so badly that they're willing to sabotage the first black Christian conservative woman who happens to be the chairwoman, duly elected to be the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party? I would argue that some of these people are flat out racist. They're doing it because she's black. I would argue some are doing it because they're sexist. They wanted a man like DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, to be the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and can't stand the fact that Christina Caramo, while also being black, is the chairwoman of the party. Something that I think they should be celebrating in the headlines, something they should be getting national attention on. Hey, look at us. The Michigan Republican Party elected not only a woman, but a black woman for the first time, historical event. I challenge them to show me one headline, one major story covered in any of the newspapers, radio or TV shows, even a social media post by perhaps the former chairmen, Saul Anousis, Bobby Shostak, Ron Weiser. Where was your press release statements talking about, look at the Michigan Republican Party. Here we are electing the first black woman to be chairwoman of the party. Where are those press releases? Oh, that's right. They don't exist. Where's the social media post? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Show me something celebrating a historic event of the grassroots electing a black woman to be chair of the party. Nowhere to be found anywhere. No, what did they do? They immediately started attacking her. Started pushing the narrative that she couldn't raise any money. Well, when you push that narrative and it's covered by the media, how do you think the donor class feels about giving money to the party? Wow. This party, this organization, this entity, this thing is in chaos. Civil war. They did not unite behind the duly elected chairwoman of the party. All this divisiveness, man, I don't want to give my money to that organization. So as a self-fulfilling prophecy, what you put out there and claim is happening begins to happen. That's basically what they've accomplished. Been trying to do the job, doing media interviews, interacting with the RNC, dealing with the Democrats, changing our presidential primary in front of March 1st. This year, we're going to have it on February 27th. Well, that violates RNC rules. Michigan, you can't have your presidential primary before March 1st. You're violating our rules. Therefore, we are going to, according to our rules, punish you. Instead of having 55 delegates from Michigan attending the national convention in Milwaukee this summer, months away, you're only going to get 16. You're going to lose representation. 39 delegates will not be seated in Milwaukee because you're moving your primary up. We didn't do it. The Democrats did it. Well, it doesn't matter. So Christina and her legal counsel, Dan Hartman, come up with a way to do a convention, a caucus, after March 1st. Republican National Committee man, Dr. Robert Steele, Rob Steele, good friend of mine, he owns property here in Antrim County. He negotiates with this proposal to the RNC, we get our delegates back. 55 people from the state of Michigan will in fact participate in the nomination of our presidential candidate later this summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Every single problem that Christina Caramo's been thrown at, she has figured out a way with her legal counsel and others, advisors to her, to deal with the situation. Well, the money is still not coming in. And after what they did on Saturday, it's going to even be more absolutely impossible for her to raise money. Well, she promised to raise $50 million for 2024. Had she been given key assets such as the donor list, the networking files, all the information she needed to do her job and follow up with these individuals, she could have raised the money, but she didn't. So now they, 40-some people, feel that they can undo what 2,100 state delegates to the state convention did when they elected her. Well, all I can say is, there is going to be a real sanctioned state committee meeting this Saturday in Houghton Lake. Vicky and I will be there. I think every county chair needs to be there. If you're truly involved in the Michigan Republican Party as a precinct delegate, you need to show up. And let's get this thing figured out. Well, there could be some other people getting involved in this process. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.